You had to bring up the game tonight. 49ers are 7-0, undefeated.
Well, they played well. Sorry.
Made me think about the Bears. By the way, I did not shovel today. I refused to shovel before November. Wasn't going to do it. And it's going to melt tomorrow. Happy Halloween, everybody. 312-981-7200. We have one line open. Let's bring up our friend, psychic Denise Gazzardo. Denise, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, Pete.
What is it with Halloween and the spirits? Are we closer, or is that just a commercialized thing?
No, the veil between life and death is a lot thinner between now and November 1st. And so we have this, you know, it's almost like a porthole that opens and makes things a little bit more receptive. Okay. I guess would be a word to describe it, you know. So, yeah. Did you have any visits today yet?
I have not. I've been working all day long, but it is Mercury retrograde, right?
Oh, yeah. And that everybody is feeling.
Now, explain exactly what Mercury retrograde is, because if you're a fan of Stranger Things, I feel like we're in the upside down for the next month.
It's perfect. I couldn't have described it better myself, honestly. Mercury is a planet that influences our communication, travel, long distance, short distance, things of that nature. And when it goes retrograde, it creates all kinds of mischief, with, you know, fender benders, road rage. We have to be careful. Just don't engage in that. If you're traveling, your suitcase will get lost, or, you know, just mischievous, yeah, exactly, mischievous nonsense like that. We have to be cautious.
But it's also a good thing, because I use the analogy, Sylvester Stallone was trying to sell the movie Rocky for years and years, and finally, what happened?
My favorite story. Yes. And he pitched it from studio to studio, and everybody rolled their eyes and were like, you know, yeah, go away, kid, don't bug us. And then finally, I think it was MGM, reached out to him during a Mercury retrograde. His mother, Jackie, was an astrologer, and I believe a psychic as well. So he calls his mom, and he's like, how can I wiggle around this? You know, it's Mercury retrograde. I can't, you know, should I just tell him that I'm out of town? Or she's like, are you kidding? When things aren't going, you know, the way that you want them to, or something that you've tried over and over and over again, it fails, or Mercury retrograde will give you the leg up that you need to get that done. So, yeah, that is my favorite. So he went in. He took the meeting during Mercury retrograde, and living proof. How many did they make of those, like 15 or 16 or something?
Well, it was the movie of the year, I want to say, in 1976.
Yeah.
He won an Academy Award for Best Movie. Definitely
and
so.
Many times, too, people, because that's another thing that they will emphasize, or, you know, don't sign any contracts during a Mercury retrograde.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't buy a car during a Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
Unless I absolutely had to, but we'll take it from another angle. Let's say you've had your house on the market for a year and a half, 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is going on with this? It's never going to sell. Mercury retrograde, you get an offer, sign. It will close everything. It'll turn that around, make your house visible when it's invisible. So it's not always I better wait and monkey around. You know,
it could be good.
Let Mercury retrograde help you.
Right.
When there's been a setback, exactly.
Or if you've had a setback in business, or if you're a salesperson and you've been trying to close this account and you haven't been able to, you got to retry. You got to make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, and Mercury will help under this mischievous influence.
Okay, so when we talk to callers on Halloween with psychic Denise Gazzardo, by the way, if you can't get through, you can call Denise at her house and make an appointment at 815-398-3983. 3, and we'll put that on my Facebook page if people miss it, and we'll mention it again. And Denise, we're not going to talk about death. We're not going to talk about sickness, right?
Yep, death and health. Now, in a private consultation, I'm
sure.
More than glad to get into that, but health and sickness, no.
Okay.
Not on the air.
Before we take our first call, Michael, when's your birthday?
My birthday is December 27th.
Okay. Is there anything you want to know? You want to know about career. How is Michael's career, Denise?
Well, hold on a second.
I don't want to hear a toilet flush.
By the way,
if it looks bad, Denise, what do you tell people? Maybe you should try something else.
Not exactly.
Don't go down that path.
The universe usually speaks through me, you know, very elegantly. I just usually tap into that and say, help me out here, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is, you can take this for what it's worth. This could be a time slot, or this could be a previous environment, but something from your past, or an opportunity from your past, whether it be, time slot, or maybe another type of work that you do, or that you flourish in,
mm-hmm.
will make itself known to you here coming into 2020.
2020. So he's got to wait 2 more months.
Well, it probably will activate around that.
Got it.
Let's say you're a nurse at the hospital, okay, which we know you're not because, mm-hmm. And you have been working from 11 to 7 a.m. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to another hospital, although it could, but perhaps the 7 to 3, which you used to work 2 years ago or whatever, that's like, say, the shift you want.
Mm.
So there's something that would... would be like that, you know, an opportunity like that will present itself.
So
and of course,
you mentioned something from his past.
Yes.
Now I'm from Michael's past.
Yes.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. You never know.
Pete is. Yeah. That's how I kind of got my start in radio. And with radio, with time fluctuates very easily at times. Denise.
Yes. Yes. So, and that feels like that is, you know, in the running here. I think you'll know about it a little sooner.
Oh, wow.
But there's some, you know, the activity is to take hold, like, around the first of the year or just after the, you know, first quarter.
But, Denise, you're saying it's all positive, though. We're going in a positive direction.
Yes, it's an opportunity with a capital O. It's not anything that, oh my God, I'm forced into doing this. I don't have any other choice.
Uh-huh.
It's an opportunity. Yeah.
She brings joy to everybody.
That's why I love Denise. Thank you, Denise.
Bringing joy.
Thank you, honey.
Love it. All right, let's go to Patty on line one. Patty, when's your birthday?
June 14th.
What would you like to know?
Romance.
I don't like him.
Are you my father?
Okay. Alrighty. Well, I'm seeing a couple options here. Is there somebody in your orbit right now that may be a Pisces, a Gemini, or a Sagittarius?
There is someone. I don't know what horoscope he is. His birthday is November 7th. His birthday is November 17th.
November 17th.
That's Scorpio. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We don't want to negate him yet. Yet.
Uh-oh.
But I do see some competition coming up. So, like, let's say if I was talking to him or reading him, I would say, hey, you might want to step your game up a little bit because I'm sensing someone that's going to be competing for the object of your affection.
Wow. So this person is in Patty's life right now.
Within her orbit.
Okay.
So far with...
Oh, that's love right there. Thank you, Michael. I feel like I need to hug someone.
So the Scorpio is going to have a little bit of a challenge from another suitor. So you can enjoy that. It helps people a lot of times just clarify, too, where they're going.
Thanks, Patty.
It's not always a bad thing.
Good luck.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot.
All right, hope that helps. Let's go to Greg. Greg, when's your birthday?
February 17th.
What do you want to know?
Career. Where am I going? What am I doing?
Career. We all need help in our career, don't we? We want to make more money.
That's true.
OK, can never have enough cash. Okay?
All right. Have you thrown your hat in the ring for some type of opportunity towards the east or east of your current location, or maybe all the way to the East Coast?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Wow. This is good.
Okay. It looks like there's going to be some correspondence that's going to be going on here between now and the end of the year.
Yeah.
And it looks like you can negotiate to your heart's desire how the final plan will follow through. So I'm liking that.
Greg, that's great news.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm negotiating right now.
I love it. Let's get some more money. Move to New York so I can come and visit.
Yeah, I was saying, this is all very positive I'm picking up. I'm sorry, honey, what did you say?
No, I mean, it was pretty spot on.
I love it.
But
what's the timeline, Denise? What do you see?
I was getting, you know, that the negotiations would be completed before the end of the year.
Wow.
So, and then, you know, there's
a deadline of November 29th.
November 29th. Okay.
Excellent. They want to talk again.
It sounds like Greg's crunching numbers right at the moment, to be honest.
I know. I love it. You know, it feels like they will help with some of the expenses here with the transition. And so this is all positive. I'm excited for you.
Oh, that's funny.
Wow, I want Greg's job. That sounds great.
They sent me a form for that today.
Yeah! Greg!
Excellent.
Congrats, man. Keep us posted.
I will.
No, honestly, please do. I'm so happy for you. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Greg.
Well,
that's great. Man, that's awesome. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Quick break on the phone with us, psychic Denise Gazzardo. If you'd like a free reading on this Halloween, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. If you can't get through, you can always call Denise and make an appointment on her line at 815-398-3983. It's 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. After 11 o'clock, we'll talk to Scott Wolf. A lot of people remember him as Bailey, Party of Five. You remember him from the TV series. He stars in a new movie called Inside... Inside Game. It opens in theaters tomorrow. We will have him on at 11:05, and John Leguizamo will join us at 11:35. But on the phone with us is psychic Denise Gazzardo. Denise, I may have you hold on the line and talk to Scott after 11. Just keep that on the back burner.
Sounds great.
If it's if he's fun, then we'll have you on, since it is Halloween. All right, let's bang through some of these calls. Liz has been on hold for a while. Liz, when's your birthday?
Hi, dear. I believe it November 5th.
November 5th. What would you like to know?
Retirement.
First of all, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Retirement. What do you want to know about retirement? Anything specific?
Yes, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. More like moving.
Moving. Okay.
Right. I'm getting a connection to the south or the southeast. Do you have any kind of alignment or connection in this area?
Yes, I do, Florida.
Yeah. Now, is this in the Gulf Coast, or are we getting it?
Yeah, the Gulf Coast.
Excellent.
I'd love it. Well, I want to come visit.
Yeah. It looks as though you're going to... You know, find the right connection and location to manifest that, and it's going to be a good fit.
Jeez, that's great news, Liz.
Yes.
Congratulations. Have a great night.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Liz.
Right.
All right, let's go to Mike. We're trying to bang through these. Mike, when's your birthday?
Hey, it's me. Love WGN. Pete, love you.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm August 28th. So it's nice and warm on my birthday. And by the way, happy freezing Halloween to everybody.
Hey, happy Halloween to you as well.
Thank you.
Mike, what would you like to know?
I would like to know. I've been bouncing around, Pete and Denise. I don't like to do it, but I've been doing it for a while from place to place. I'm just currently renting a room within a house. I'm just wondering if and when I'm going to you know, go somewhere else. Find would a, be a good move for me.
Maybe yeah. find a permanent place?
Well, my own four walls or maybe somebody else, another place to go before that might happen.
Okay. All
just
right.
What do you think, Denise?
Okay. Hmm.
Positive living situation, I'm hoping. I'm thankful for what I have, believe me, but...
Oh, of course.
It goes well.
Did you put some applications or any type of documents in place sometime back in the summer that maybe were just went to the bottom of the pile somewhere somehow as far as like housing that you can think of? Or was there an area like back in like July or August that you were trying to align that just, you know, you might have been a little bit too late or there was a delay or something? Can you think of something like that?
You know, I'm a really detailed person, but I cannot. I've looked at different things, but I can't recall, to be honest with you.
Okay, well, make a note of that because once this resurfaces, and it will, and then it's going to be like, oh, that's right. You know, it's like, say there was a neighborhood or a building or something, you know, that you had your eye on, and you know, you tried to get that in alignment, and it was like, oh, sorry, you know, we've closed it, because it looks like there's another opening in that location for you. And I'm excited because it's going to create more of a, you know, a broader social circle for you as well. So just keep that in mind. Now, don't wreck your brain and, oh, let me think, you know, tonight. It will flow. Yeah. It will come to you.
It'll come to you. Thank you, Mike. Have a great night. Let's go to Peter. Peter, when's your birthday? You're on with Psychic Denise Gazzardo.
Hello, good evening. My name is Peter. My birthday is May 7.
May 7. What would you like to know, Peter?
About my romance.
Your romance, your love life. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right. Is there an Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius in the mix for you right now?
Her birthday is May 13. February 13.
Okay. All right. That is an Aquarius.
Okay.
Right. Have you guys been kind of... taking a little bit of a downtime or maybe reassessing, like, your path?
Yes.
Okay.
Really? Okay.
All right. I'm seeing a fire sign female coming into the picture for you. Now, when we, you know, we have our hearts set on what we know and what's familiar, sometimes I can give you a little bit of a, ooh, that's kind of not what I wanted to hear. However, I'd like you to keep your options open because even if this is just a temporary dalliance per se, you know, it's going to help the Aquarius see what your value is, if that makes any sense.
Sure. Absolutely it does. Raises his stock if he's hanging out with another girl.
You know, not being creepy and cheating and, you know, making out in broom closets and stuff, but just sort of a, you know, well, you know, if we're going to take a little breather, then I'm going to, you know.
Right. I like how you think.
You know.
Thank you, Michael.
But that doesn't mean that the Aquarius is a done deal either. I just wanted to make that clear.
Okay. Denise, thank you. We got to run. We got to do news. Top of the hour news is coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom with James Sears. We have Scott Wolf coming up after 11 o'clock. Denise, I'm going to have you hold on, and we'll see how Scott's going to be receptive to it, okay?
Sounds great.
All right. By the way, if you didn't get through, you can always call Denise and make an appointment at 815-398-3983. Denise, you're the best. I love you.
Oh, happy Halloween, you guys.
All right, take care. It's 720 WGN.